Okay, Chamishi of the Shira. So there's a running Machlokes Hatanaim, Rabbi Nechami, Rabbi Yehuda, which is also echoed by Machlokes Rashi Ramban. Like, who exactly we're talking about? Kigoy Avad Etzosheim Avin Behem Tvuna, etc. And continuing on throughout the discussion, Begefen Sedom Gafnam, Mishad Mosa Mora. Rashi says this is a reference to Klal Yisrael, right? The Maaseha Maasei Sedom V'Amora. Like is echoed in Yeshayahu, Rav Yitzchak Turski pointed out to me many, many, many decades ago that, you know, the key to Sefer Yeshayahu is understanding its relationship with Sefer Dvarim and Hazinu in general, right? Shimu Shamayim ve'Hazinu Eretz, Ki Hashem Diber, Banim Gidalti ve'Ramamti ve'Him Pashuvi, is obviously an echo of Hazinu Shamayim ve'Adiber, Avitishma Eretz Yimrefi, right, Dori Keshuv Taltol, Banim Lo Emun Bam, the whole thing. So, right, you know, that makes sense in terms of, the first parak of Yeshayahu, Ktzinei Sdom, Amamura, etc. The Ramban says something quite different, but Lashita. So, Migefen Sdom Gafnam, Mishad Mosa Mura, he says, Ovde Giluim, Ovde Eitzos Hema, Vilayaskino, Vilayavino, Vilayachshavu, Rakrakol Hayom, Kim Bishomer Shura Hayu. This is substantively exactly what the Ramban says in the context of Parshas Nitzavim and the Allah there, right? Shoresh pararosh v'la'ana, that a healthy shoresh does not create peros, which are mivu'ashos, and on the contrary, a sick and twisted, deviant shoresh, the root, generates peros, which are deeply unhealthy and troubled, that's exactly what the Ramban is suggesting here, right? He says the Ovdei Avodah Zarah mishoresh pararosh v'la'ana ve'in b'hem to'elas la'olam, like it was all bad at the very root. Aval Yisrael shesharasham tov imikares v'od yachlev yase pri tov. So we there can be aberrations, but the fundamental principle at play here is that we come from, very good stock and very reliable stock, right? Yaakov Chevel Nachlaso. We talked about, earlier in the parsha, Zchus Avi Aviv, Zchus Aviv, right? The idea is that, of course, we have more than what to rely on in terms of, the illustrious, figures of our past and their particular midos, the Chesed Avram, the Guru of Yitzchak, the Pharis of Yaakov, the Emes of Yaakov, etc. Avraham Avichem, so Sarah Tzachol Elchem, to talk about another reference that we made in our interpretations of Azinu. So the point is, we're coming from a good Shoresh, and even if there are aberrations along the way, fundamentally things are sound. And you can't say that about the oppressors of the Jewish people, Migefen, Sedom, Gafnam, Mishad Mos Amara, Anavemo in Verosh, Ashkelos Miros Lamo. It's a Shoresh, Pararosh, Vila'ana. So that which comes, from solid stock, from a good foundation, ultimately is able to rediscover its footing. That doesn't mean that there's going to be a linear progression at all times. Doesn't mean there aren't going to be steps back. But in the end, part of the nechama, Rashi points us out that the shira transitions at this point. Ki adin Hashem amo ve'alav adav yisnecham kira ki aslas yad ve'afar satzur ve'azuv. So part of the nechama towards the end of the shira, Rashi thinks the Nechama comes a little bit later than the Ramban does, but everybody agrees that there's a transitional moment. Part of the Nechama is an understanding, mechanistically, that it's not out of nowhere, but it's on the very solid foundation from where we came, El Bur Nu Kavtem, Sur Chutzavtem.